Student Who Did Cocaine with the Devil Pleads Guilty to Murder. By Catherine Rodriguez on October 8, 2019. A Virginia college student who told authorities she was doing cocaine with the devil in the midst of a psychotic breakdown where she fatally stabbed her best friend and roommate more than 30 times has pleaded guilty to murder. Luisa Inez Tudela Harris Cutting, 21, pleaded guilty on Monday to murdering Alexa Cannon, 20, and was sentenced to 20 years behind bars, the Roanoke Times reported. Cutting admitted in court that she stabbed Cannon to death in the off-campus apartment they shared near Radford University in Virginia. Before the murder, Cutting had been ingesting a cocktail of drugs, including cocaine, mushrooms, marijuana, Adderall, and Xanax, according to the report. In her confession to the police, Cutting allegedly rambled about the apocalypse and recited the Hail Mary several times in Spanish. She also reportedly tried to shove her fist into her mouth, causing jail personnel to take her to a mental health facility for a week, the Richmond Times-Dispatch reported. Cutting offered a brief statement during her sentencing Monday, expressing remorse for the killing. "There are no words for this tragedy and my heart is filled with sorrow and grief," she said. Before the stabbing, Cannon wrote glowing social media posts about her friend, at one point praising her for her accomplishments in school. "I met this girl 2 years ago online and somehow we ended up living across from each other for a year. This summer she was equivalent to my mom in Cancun. And unimaginably she still puts up with me and now we're living together next year. Love you more, Lou, and everyone pray that we don't kill each other this year," Cannon said on Instagram in March, according to the New York Post. "So incredibly proud of my best friend, Luisa Cutting, for becoming Latino Student Alliance's president. I know you're going to be amazing with everything you do. Love you more," Cannon wrote. "Love you so much," Cutting wrote in response to Cannon's Facebook post, according to the New York Post.